Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
And practices the Word of God and builds the house on the rock. Father, we believe that every word that you wrote in the Bible by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is good for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that all of your people will be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. Father, we believe, Lord, that you bless those who obey you. The blessing of God shall overtake them. Therefore, Father, in this church, we don't want just to be hearers who forget what we hear, but we want to practice what we learn, Father. Keep our mind awake. Keep our heart receptive, Father. May your Holy Spirit enlighten our spiritual eyes and shine the light of your revelation into our heart so that we can understand the issue of worship. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Before I preach, I want to add on something that I said last Sunday to the worship team. That worship team members should be worshipers. But I don't mean that you should not develop the skill in singing and playing musical instrument and all these things. We need to give the best to God. Everything we do, we should give the best, because He deserved the best from us. He doesn't deserve the leftover. He deserved the best. Every time I prepare my sermon to preach on Sunday, I have done my best. I prepare, I study, I read, and I seek the Holy Spirit to help me. So everything we do for Him, we should do the best to worship Him. Amen. Last Sunday, we talked about the heart of worship. This is very important subject. And I want to really educate our members. I will not come back and preach this again. Therefore, it's going to be into the CD series, because the next generation will hear. I'd like to encourage all the shepherds in this church, all the leaders in this church, to make sure that you make sure that the sheep or the members of your group really hear the Word of God in every series in our church. Because it will never come back unless the Lord told me so. Then I will preach again. But otherwise, there's so many subjects in the Bible that we can talk about. Amen. So today we want to lay down about the lifestyle of worship. It's very important subject. You know why? Because for eternity, you're going to worship God. It's something you're going to do forever in heaven. So if you don't know how to worship God, you will be out of place in heaven. You stand up there and say, what is going on here? I don't know what they're doing. You need to learn how to worship now, so that when you go to heaven, you will not be shocked. Amen. Last time we learned about the heart of worship. And we learned that the heart of worship is surrender. Surrendering your life to God. We learned that there are three things that stop you or block you from surrendering your life to God. Number one is fear. Number two is pride. And number three, lack of knowledge. We learned last Sunday that we don't need to live in fear. We can trust God. You know why? Because God loves us so much. He forgives us. He knows every detail about our life. He wants to give the best plan to us. He wants to really lift us up and use us to bless the nations. And therefore, we need to know the Lord. He is our lover. He is our liberator. He is not just the boss that tried to give us the hard time, but He is a brother and He is a friend. We just sing a song. We are God's friend. Is that right? We are His friend. Now, the second thing that I want to talk about, besides trusting God and don't live in fear, we can surrender our life to God 100% because God loves us. Everyone say, God loves me. Amen. Number two, that blocked you from surrendering your life to God is pride. I believe that if you don't like what I say, it's too bad. I believe that every single one in this room has certain amount of pride inside you. How many people agree with that? We have certain amount of pride inside. And this second barrier of worship or surrender, we need to deal with the pride. What does it mean, pride? It means that we do not want to admit that we are just creatures of God. We are just the sheep of His pasture. Therefore, we think that we know everything. We think that we don't need God's help in many areas of our life. So we want to be in charge. We want to be in charge of everything in our life. We want to sit on the driver's seat. And this is one of the oldest temptations. You remember what Satan told Eve? You shall be like God. So, this is one of the reasons a lot of people get sick in the world, get into trouble, struggling with God. They try to wrestle with God by saying, God, I don't need you. I can run my own life. I am in charge here. I am in control of my own life. And this struggle is like Jacob when he struggled with God until God had to break his hip and say, no, you are not in charge of yourself. You need me. You need to surrender to me. Amen. So if you think that you know everything and you can do everything and you can be in charge of everything, you're going to struggle all the days of your life. That's why blood pressure go up. That's why you cannot sleep. That's why you cannot eat. As long as you still try to run your own life, you will always struggle. You will always get into anger and irritation. You know, when things don't go the way you'd like, because you want to be in charge, you get angry. You get angry with your wife. You get angry with your husband. You get angry with your kids because thing doesn't go the way I like. I am in charge here. I'm going to control them. I'm going to tell them what to do because of pride. Instead of leaving the issue with God and do the best thing in love and trusting the Lord your God to work things out in a good way. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason that a lot of people still struggle today, still seeking the answer for life, making little progress in their life, because they have not yet come to the end of themselves. I did that before. If you have not come to the end of yourself and say, let God. Everyone say, I let go. And let God. Let God control. Let God have his your steering wheel. Let God control your life. You know, it's easy to say this. I know. It's easy to preach like this. But I know that a lot of you, when you listen about this thing about pride, you agree with me mentally. But emotionally, you don't agree with me. Emotionally, you still, when somebody don't do the right thing, you still get angry. Emotionally, you want to be more beautiful. You want to be richer, wealthier. You want to be taller. I have one teenager in the church come to me and say, Pastor, I know your prayer is powerful. Could you pray that I will have 5 more inches getting taller? I said, wow, this prayer is very tough. Because your mom and your dad are small. How can I pray that? I want 5 more inches. I want to be taller. I want to be more handsome. I want to be more beautiful. And if you don't get it, you get upset. And if somebody else is better than you, you get jealous and angry with that person. You know, that is a sign of pride. That you try to control your own life. If you live in pride, you cannot surrender to God. Amen. Let's admit that we don't know everything. We cannot do everything. We need to surrender to the Almighty God. Now let's look at the meaning of surrender. What does it mean to surrender? Let me ask you, say yes or no. Does surrender mean resignation? Quit. Does it mean quit? I quit my job. I quit my ministry. I surrender. I quit. Does it mean fatalism? Everything gonna fail. Everything gonna be bad. Is that right? Does it mean fatalism? Does it mean excuses not to do anything? Yes or no? Does it mean laziness? You're lazy. Oh, I surrender. I'm going to put my leg on the couch, watch TV, do nothing. Does it mean surrender? Okay. Does it mean cowards? Does it mean being a doormat? Does it mean that you repress and suppress your personality? Oh, I cannot do much. I am not myself. I surrender. No, actually, the more you surrender to God, the more you will find your own personality. Because God created your personality. So the more you surrender, you're going to become who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, does it mean that you give up your rational thinking? You don't use your brain anymore. You just shut off your brain. No. Let me tell you the meaning of surrender today. Surrender is best demonstrated by obedience. Look at Peter. When Jesus spoke to him, he toiled all night, tried to get the fish, and then Jesus came and told him what to do. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Surrender is demonstrated by obeying God's word and God's voice. And you can see that in the Bible. You say, yes, Lord. You don't say, no, Lord. You say, yes, Lord. He is the master. Is that right? We can see that example in Simon Peter's life. Surrender means obeying what God says, even though you don't feel like it, even though you don't agree, even though it sounds very unreasonable. Can you imagine? This is a fisherman. He know how to fish. But then the carpenter come in, named Jesus, and say, throw the net on the other side. And he said, oh, this is interesting. A carpenter tried to teach me how to fish. But he know that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Lord. So he obeyed, even though he did not understand. Surrender also is the life of trust. Look at Abraham. When God led Abraham out of his home and go to the promised land, did Abraham know where to go? Did Abraham have the map before in front of him or have the navigator system? No, he doesn't buy a car with a navigator system. He just trusts God day by day. Can you imagine? You think Mary, the mother of Jesus, has high education? He's a smart person, MD, PhD, master degree? No, she is a simple woman. But why God used Mary? Because Mary trusted the Lord. When the angel say, you're going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit, did she try to argue with her education from University of Washington and try to say, oh, no way. Oh, don't do this to me, blah, 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 blah. No, she trusted the Lord. Amen. Mary trusted that the miracle can happen. And she even did not worry about what happened if people gossip about her, that she became pregnant before marriage. So you can see the trust. That is the real surrender. When God tells you to do something, you say, I trust you. I know things going to go well. I obey you. Amen. As another definition of surrender. Surrender means you rely on God to work things out. Everyone say, rely on God to work things out. People who don't really surrender and trust God, surrender to God and trust God, will try to manipulate other people, will try to force their agenda and control the situation. Have you ever seen those kind of people? I will manipulate you to do this. I will try to control the situation. I will do things to make it happen. It means you don't trust God, you don't surrender to God. Don't do that. Let go and let God do the work for you. I stopped doing that long time ago. I used to be like that kind of pastor. I used to manipulate people in the church. I tried to make something happen in the church. And God one day deal with me and say, you don't trust me. You manipulate. I repented many years ago after I come into revival. After the Holy Spirit, the fire of God came and touched me and cleansed me from that spirit of manipulation. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 37 verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Instead of trying harder, why don't you trust more? Amen. Don't try harder. Trust more. When I see situation in my home, instead of trying harder to force my kids and force my wife to force the situation, I just rest in the Lord. And I just trust God that things are going to go well. I will listen to the voice of God and trust God and surrender this situation into the hand of the might, Almighty God. People who trust God will not react to any criticism, will not take revenge when people criticize them. Look at Jesus. Did Jesus take revenge when they persecuted him, talked bad about him? No, he just leave that issue in the hands of the judge of righteousness. In 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says that. So when people criticize you and you trust God, you say, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to argue back. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm going to trust God. I'm just going to put this into God's hand. And God knows me. God knows that I am sincere and I didn't do anything wrong. Amen. Actually, people who trust God will be able to build good relationship with other people easily. Will not manipulate. Will not control people. Will not revenge. Will not talk back. They just relax and rest in the Lord and trust the Lord. These are the signs of maturity. Amen. They will not do anything for self-serving. Me. But everything for the Lord. Amen. And I want to tell you right now that I believe that one of the most difficult area to surrender to God is the area of finances. Amen. You may give your time, you may give everything, but God warned all of us again and again that if you can surrender your finances to me, you can surrender your heart. Because the money connected to the heart. Look at what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. And 6 verse 21. You cannot serve God and mammon. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's why, as a church, we give you opportunity to learn how to surrender to God on Sunday. Every Sunday, when the offering bag came by, you surrender. The more money you have, the more difficult to give. Because sometimes, some of you, when you give 10%, you can buy a very nice, beautiful, luxurious car that year. If you give all that 10%, but you give it up, you surrender, say, this money doesn't belong to me, it belongs to you, I'm going to give to you. You learn how to surrender to God. You learn how to let go and let God take care of your financial need. Amen. You know who is the best example of surrender? How many people know? What is the name of a person who showed us the best example of surrender? Jesus. Amen. Look at what he said. Jesus said in Mark chapter 14 verse 36. And he said, Abba Father, will all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but your will. Jesus, before he went to the cross, he knew that it was not a fun thing to do. To have a nail, 3 or 4 inches nail, go through his hand, through the median nerve, go to the leg, to the feet, and die on the cross. It was not fun. Many of you might have run away that day. Many of you might have prayed that God send fire to burn all these Pharisees and religious leaders and the Roman government. But Jesus said, not my will, but your will. People who surrender to God. If you are true worshipers, it's not just about raising hand on Sunday, clapping your hand, jump up and down and sing, my Jesus, my Savior. Real worship means giving your life as a living sacrifice. What it means is this. It means this. Father, even though I have to go through the pain, go to the situation that I don't like, I have to pay, I have to give up something, I have to give up my sleep, I have to go through this situation. But if it's good for your kingdom, but if it's good for your name's sake, I will do it. I will do it. It's your will, not my will. I remember when I started the church many years ago, I have to run to every single care group. And the care group is not always fun. Sometimes, because everyone is tired, sometimes it can look boring because everyone looks like very tired. But I know that the Bible commands me to fellowship. Sometimes I didn't even eat dinner. I have to run my car to the care group. But you know, in the car, I was so hungry. I was so tired after 5 operations at Harborview Hospital. And I was driving to the care group and say, Father, if this is good for your kingdom, if this is good that I go encourage somebody, build somebody up, even though I'm hungry, even though maybe I have to face somebody there that I don't like. Have you feel that way sometimes? You go to care group and say, I don't like to see this face. But it's not my will, it's your will. Amen. You surrender. People who say like this, oh, I don't like it. I'm going to do my own way. I'm not going to do that. Even God tell me I'm not going to do that. That is not true worship. True worship, you die to self. You are a living sacrifice. If God say do this, even though you don't like it, but it's in the Bible, but it's what God say, you are faithful to do it to the end. That is true worship. I know you don't like this kind of teaching. Ouch. But I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to tell you the truth, that you need to surrender to God. A lot of people may think that Pastor Lau loves to fly to Asia. Oh, he has fun. I tell you. Number one, I don't like traveling. Number two, I don't like to leave my wife and my kids behind for many days. It's painful. Number three, I like my own bed. I really like my own bed. Number four, I don't like jet lag. Oh, sometimes jet lag is not fun. Every time I got on the airplane to fly to another country, to another land, to preach the gospel, I sometimes have tears out, some come out from my eyes. I say, God, you know, if I stay, I can make a lot of money as a surgeon. I lose a lot of money and go this time. They don't pay me. I go, I pay for my own ticket. I go without getting any money. And then physically very suffer, jet lag, sitting in the airplane for 18 hours is not fun. But God, for your sake, I'm happy to do it. It's not my will, but your will. Amen. But thank God, if you live a life of surrender, you get the blessing. You get the blessing because number one, you will have peace that the world cannot give. The Bible says like this in the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 21. Now acquainted yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. If you get acquainted with God, you surrender to God, your will, not my will, the Bible says peace will be with you and good will come to you. There is a blessing of surrender. Amen. It will pay off. It will pay off. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 verse 17, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Another blessing, not only you have peace, number two, you have freedom. The more you surrender to God, the more freedom you will have. Come out from the slavery of sin and darkness and Satan. It's interesting. Surrendering to God brings true freedom. And number three, surrender to God brings power. Do you know why Jesus has the spirit or has the anointing without measure? How many people know? Not because he's God. I don't think the reason because he is God himself. Actually, when he came into the world, he came in as a man. No anointing at all. He did not perform miracle until he became 30 years old. In other words, he did not have that power until he was 30 years old. But why God anointed him so much with the Spirit without measure? I believe that because Jesus Christ is the most surrendered person in the whole wide world in every single generation. The more you surrender yourself to God, the more the anointing and the power of God will flow through you. Therefore, don't be jealous of somebody who has more anointing than you because he paid the price of surrender. How many people want more power in your life? I want a lot of power. I want to be like Peter, walk by somebody, the shadow fall on that person and he get healed. Amen. I want to see miracle happen in the ministry. Actually, I am preparing the teaching called How to Walk in the Miracle Power of God, Miracle Working Power of God. I already have in my mind, but I haven't written in the computer yet. I want to our members to walk in the miracle power of God, working power of God. Surrender gives us victory. You remember Joshua? Before Joshua went into the city of Jericho, the presence of God came, and Joshua, the Bible say, fell on his face. He surrendered. And you know what happened? He got the victory without even have to lose one soldier in his army. Surrender brings victory. Surrender doesn't weaken you. Surrender strengthens you. Surrender doesn't make you defeat. Surrender to God makes you have victory. Amen. If you surrender to God, you don't have to fear anything. If you surrender to God, you don't have to surrender to anything. Because your God is for you. And He's on your side. You don't need to surrender to the devil. You don't have to surrender to sin. If you surrender to God. And you notice one thing? In the Bible, God doesn't use educated people, smart people, big brain people, rich people. God uses surrender people. The power of God will manifest and flow to those people because they surrender. Look at the life of Mary in Luke chapter 1 verse 38. Mary was not a very educated person. She was not a smart person like many of you here. We have so many engineers here. We have so many doctors and nurses in this room. But look at what the Bible says. Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed her. She said, in other words, "God, whatever you want, I surrender. Let your will be done in my life. Even though I have to take a risk, even though I may lose my reputation, I surrender to you." That is the true worship. The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 7, "Resist, submit to God, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Submit to God. Surrender to God. Amen. Do you know that we all were created by God to worship something? We were created to worship something. Therefore, mentally, emotionally, if you don't surrender to God, you're going to find something that you surrender to. Think about it. If you don't surrender to God, you're going to find something. Maybe you surrender to your wife. Maybe you surrender to your money. Maybe you surrender to your job, to your education, to your reputation. You're going to worship something. Okay. Let me explain to you. You have freedom of choice to surrender to anything you want. It's your own choice. But you don't have freedom to choose the consequences of your surrender. You get what I try to say? Whatever you surrender to will bring consequences. So if you surrender yourself to money, you're going to reap consequence soon. A few days ago, I listened to a very good, very interesting sharing of a doctor who learned about dietitian, about nutrition. And this man said that one day he met a man that have diabetes. And he interviewed and find out that he sound like he drank, he ate well, he has good nutrition, but suddenly the news come out that the real information come out that this man ate one thing 3 times a day, a lot. He surrendered to that food. And then he became diabetic. A lot of people in the world surrender not to God, but to food. That's why a lot of people get sick. Some people surrender themselves to sweet, to sugar, to alcohol. Amen. What's so quiet? It's interesting. Can I share this quickly? I see the blessing of revival, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You know, what does it mean, revival? Revival means this way, in a simple way. It means that I make a choice to repent of my sin and surrender to God. That's my part. And then on his part, he pour out his spirit upon me and fill me up more and more with his presence and his fire. So that every single day of my life, I live a life of surrendering and hearing direction of the Holy Spirit. It's interesting that when I listened to this doctor talking about nutrition, he mentioned that there are many foods that can cause you to be sick. They studied already. And I was so shocked because when I listened to, because all the things that he said, it's exactly what the Holy Spirit told me all this time. Whenever I see some food, the Holy Spirit told me, don't eat that. Stop. Look at that. The Holy Spirit told me, don't eat that. Stop. In other words, the Holy Spirit know already what is good and what is bad. But you're going to depend on the Holy Spirit to tell you, be filled with his presence and learn how to walk in surrender. Die to self. And you listen to God. Amen. And you will not get sick. You will be healthy. Sometimes when I pray for people with diabetes, I want to also pray that go listen to the Holy Spirit and don't eat too much food. Be careful. You need to change your habit. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. You need to surrender to God because surrender will bring victory to you. Listen to God when you do anything. Surrender to him. Amen. Change the habit into the habit of God, not your own habit. Amen. God, you surrender people and you reap the consequences. I want to explain to you, surrender is not an emotional impulse. Oh, yes. I feel this way. No. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 say, your reasonable service. Another scripture say, the most sensible way to serve God. Surrender means a decision that produces intellectual act. And the most responsible and sensible thing that mankind can do is a decision. It's not an emotion. It's not an impulse doing because of something happens or I have to do it. It's a daily decision. Surrender is moment by moment. You remember Paul get hit by the fire of God on the road to Damascus. He fell under the power. He surrendered that day. You remember? But after that, what Paul say? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31, Paul say like this, I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I like this word. I like this scripture. I die daily. Surrender is daily. Surrender is moment by moment. Not just the first day you walk out to accept Christ and give your life to God and after that you walk out and you just live your old life again. No, it's moment by moment. Let Jesus sit in your driver's seat. You get out to sit on the passenger seat. Let him get the steering wheel. Because if Jesus is in control, there's nothing in your life will be out of control. If Jesus is in control, nothing in your life will be out of control. If He sits on the driver's seat, everything going to be okay. Because He knows what He is doing. He never say, oops. This is the word that people in the OR don't like. When I say, oops, or the nurse say, what happened? Did you cut the nerve? Oops. The Bible say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Make a daily habit of surrender. That's why Jesus say like this in Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily. Everyone say daily.
Daily.
Wow. Paul say, I die daily. Jesus say, pick up the cross daily and follow me. Wow, today teaching so good. Make people quiet. Oh, you like it, huh? Oh, I don't come here and say, oh, God love you, God bless you, oh, you can do whatever you want. No. Surrender. My dear brother and sister, I want to warn you one thing. If you live a surrender life, you're going to be tested by God. God going to test your surrendering heart, whether you really surrender or not. Sometime, I want to warn you, God may ask you to do something that is very inconvenient. Everyone say inconvenient. Unpopular. Costly. Seemingly impossible. Opposite to what I feel. I face that all the time. I told you many times that I want to sometimes just stop laying on of hand and stop bringing the fire of God here, because in my mental thinking, wow, this is going to make some people mad at me and leave this church. I want to build a big church. Why I do this? Killing myself. Shooting myself. Shooting my own foot. But God say, you need to obey me. Because I want my people to be set free. I want my people to be in the fire of God. So sometimes it's costly. You know what cost me? I cost all the friends. I lost all the friends. Because after I leave the denomination, no one wants to talk to me anymore. It's costly to obey God. Is that right? It's costly. Sometimes it's unpopular. So if you are the guest in this church, and you say, wow, this is unusual church. Not the way I see in other churches. I want to tell you, this is the way it is. Just take it. Just take it. This is the way it is. Oh, he quote too many scripture. He preached too long. Yeah, this is the way it is. Take it. If you like it, join us. If you don't like it, God bless you. We love you. You're okay. We love every brother and sister in the body of Christ. I'm not going to force you to stay here, but if you're here, I believe you're going to be blessed. Amen. You know what? If you obey and surrender, you may do things that people don't like. You may do things that out of the norm, out of the tradition, because God going to come and tell you to do things according to His will. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I want to conclude this sermon by telling you about a man named Bill Bright. Bill Bright produced Jesus movie. Actually, I got saved from that movie. I watched that movie of Campus Crusade in Thailand, and I prayed to accept Christ with that movie. So I want to thank Bill Bright. He produced that movie. He sent this movie out to many villages in Thailand and showed that movie about the gospel of the book of Luke, the gospel of Luke. And when he was a young man, Bill Bright write a piece of paper and sign under it. He wrote this way. From this day forward, I am a slave of Jesus Christ. Should I give out your paper now? That you write down and you sign your name and I collect it. And every time you start to be naughty, I'm going to show that paper to you. I believe that if you can do the same thing, I did the same thing in 1982. I knelt my knee down on the floor of a bedroom in Great Lakes, Seattle. And I said, God, I have tried to run my own life. I did everything for my own benefit. Today, I gave my life to you. If you send me, want to send me to Timbuktu, you want to send me to Africa, you want to send me to anywhere, you want to use me, anything, I gave my life to you totally today. I surrender. I believe it was March of 1982. And from that day on, my life has never been the same. I always say yes to God. That is a true worship. Amen. God wants us to surrender. A lot of people wonder why I talk about revival. In fact, revival is not about shaking, laughing, falling on the ground in the church. It's more than that. It's about surrender. I heard that there is a, can I share this quickly? I heard that there is a interview of a very great teacher in the body of Christ named R.T. Kendall. R.T. Kendall, I think Kendall. He is a teacher and Bible school, opened a Bible school in England. Wrote so many books. I have all of his books in my house. And his tape too. I listened to his teaching too. R.T. Kendall one day gave the testimony, went into the TV, and then gave testimony about his wife. His wife became sick and couldn't even do anything. Walk a little bit, then get palpitation and couldn't do anything. Was very sick. And then she came to the revival service. And God miraculously healed her in the presence of God. Then she went to the second revival service. She began to see people fall down, laughter, and people surrender. And she said, I don't like this. This is out of tradition. I don't want this thing in my church. And suddenly Holy Spirit spoke to her. Are you going to fight with me? And she said, God, I'm sorry. Today, if I have any bad attitude, if I have any wrong thing in my heart, I surrender to you. I give my life to you again. Once she said that word, she fell under the power on between two chairs and was on the floor for a long time. So you can see here that revival is not about manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It's about surrender. Say, God, I agree with you. Now on, I give my life back to you. And then Holy Spirit come to help you to do it. I tell you, whatever I say today, pride, trust God, knowing God, surrender to God. I tell you, you can make decision to do that. It's your own decision, but it's hard to do. It's very difficult to do what I say today without the infilling and the outpouring of the Spirit of God. You need the Spirit of God to be able to do this. You cannot do it by yourself because you're still living in the flesh. You still have your own desires. So you keep being in the war, battle all the time between God and you. But the Holy Spirit pour out upon the church to help them, to help His people, to be able to walk a surrendered life. You make decision, but He helped you to surrender. He helped you to walk daily, and it will affect everything in your life. It's not just about coming to the service, falling under power, laughing and all this. It's daily, how you eat. It will affect your weight. It will affect your worship. It will affect your ministry. It will affect your husband and wife relationship. Everything. Because you know what? When you surrender, it will affect everything. Everything you do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're going to live a life of surrender to God. That is true revival. Do you understand what I'm talking about now? It's not just about manifestation in the meeting. It's about daily walking of surrender. People come in and fall down and laugh. All this is just a physical manifestation of surrender. That's it. I surrender to God. Whatever you want to do to me, I yield right now. But it's more deeper than just physical thing. It's about the heart here of yielding to God. Amen. You understand? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you so much, Lord, that you teach us about worship. And we want to get to the heart of worship, that is surrender. Father, we want to live a surrendered life. All the days, daily die, daily pick up the cross, surrender to your will, your purpose, and your Holy Spirit. Father, help this church, Lord, that we will not be just pew warmer or consumer. We will not come to church to seek entertainment and things to just please our flesh. Father, we don't want to take that system of the world. We're going to be your disciple. We want to worship you with our life, Lord. Lord, even though it may be inconvenient, may be unpopular, it may be costly and look impossible in our eyes, we will obey you, trust you, and rely on you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, I would like to invite you to come into the kingdom of God. Give your life and give your heart to Jesus. He loves you. Jesus promised in the Bible that He comes to give you life and give you more abundantly. How many people notice that since you become a Christian, your life has changed? God bless you. God is a good God. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you can come to me here and I will pray with you and we give you some gift to start your Christian walk. Amen. I will be here to pray for you and with you. Now, how many people in this room that you have some part in your life that you haven't surrendered to God? And you say, God, today I want to sign a contract with you that I surrender my life to you. Your will be done, not my will, Lord. If you are these people, I would like to ask you to come here. People who want to accept Christ, come here.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.